This is a page-to-page recording. No part of this recording may be reproduced in any form or by any electronic or mechanical means, including information storage and retrieval systems, without written permission from the publisher. TikTok of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Narrated by Charles Hubble. Chapter 1. Anne's Army.
"I won't," cried Anne. "I won't sweep the floor. It is beneath my dignity."
"Someone must sweep it," replied Anne's younger sister, Solly. "Else we shall soon be wading in dust, and you are the eldest and the head of the family."
"I'm Queen of Oogaboo," said Anne proudly. "But," she added with a sigh, "my kingdom is the smallest and poorest in all the land of Oz."
This was quite true. Away up in the mountains, in a far corner of the beautiful fairyland of Oz, lies a small valley which is named Oogaboo, and in this valley lived a few people who were usually happy and contented and never cared to wander over the mountain pass into the more settled parts of the land. They knew that all of Oz, including their own territory, was ruled by a beautiful princess named Ozma, who lived in the splendid Emerald City. Yet the simple folk of Oogaboo never visited Ozma. They had a royal family of their own, not especially to rule over them, but just as a matter of pride. Ozma permitted the various parts of her country to have their kings and queens and emperors and the like, but all were ruled over by the lovely girl queen of the Emerald City. The king of Oogaboo used to be a man named Joel Jemkiff Soforth, who for many years did all the drudgery of deciding disputes and telling his people when to plant cabbages and pickle onions. But the king's wife had a sharp tongue and small respect for the king, her husband. Therefore, one night, King Joel crept over the pass into the land of Oz and disappeared from Oogaboo for good and all. The queen waited a few years for him to return and then started in search of him, leaving her eldest daughter, and so forth, to act as queen. Now Anne had not forgotten when her birthday came, for that meant a party and feasting and dancing, but she had quite forgotten how many years the birthdays marked. In a land where people live always, this is not considered a cause for regret, so we may justly say that Queen Anne of Oogaboo was old enough to make jelly, and let it go at that. But she didn't make jelly, or do any more of the housework than she could help. She was an ambitious woman and constantly resented the fact that her kingdom was so tiny and her people so stupid and unenterprising. Often she wondered what had become.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?